This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Ruchim Aboim. Welcome everyone to Talmud Bavli, Masechet Yevamos, Daf Lamed Tes. We are focusing on a stira in the Shita of Beis Shammai in the Mishnah, on Daf Lamed Ches, where the Mishnah said that a woman waiting to do Yibum that inherited Nechasim, Beis Shammai says she's in full control of the Nechasim, and her sale is valid. However, that's the ratio of the Mishnah. The Sefer then says, if she dies, what do you do with her Nechse Milug? Beis Shammai says, you divide it. Wait a second, why in the ratio does she have full control? And in the Sefer, her father's inheritors, her inheritors, meaning her parent, her father, splits it with the Yarshei Habal. Why in the Reisha is she in full control, and in the Seifa it's a split, it's a tug-of-war between the Yarshei Ha'av and the Yarshei Habal? If it's in her control, if she controls Nechasim that fall to her, then it should go totally to the Yarshei Ha'av, to her Yarshim. So the Gemara tried various approaches. Ula said, the Reish is talking about it felt her when she was in Arusa, and the Sefer is talking about she felt her when she's in Asua. And Zikas Arusa Oisa Safek Arusa, Zikas Nasua Oisa Safek Nasua. And Rab had a question with that why do you have to kill her for in the Sefer? She could still be around, it's just she's a Safek Nasua. And therefore Rabba said, both cases it felt to her when she's in Asua. And the only difference between the Reisha and the Seifa is Reisha where she's around, so she's a Vadai, and they're a Safik, Ein Safik Motsumi De Vadai. But when she dies, then they have equal footing. Now we're up to the third answer. We're going to see two more answers tonight. We have Abaye, and we have Rava. Okay, good, everyone? Okay. Baruch Hashem. Says the Gemara, Abaye Omar, Abaye says, Reisha denaflula kishihi shemeres yavam. The Reisha is talking about where it felt to her when she was waiting to do Yibam, where her husband died. Therefore, she has full control. Seifa denaflula kishihi tachtav. The Seifa is talking about that it felt to her when she was still married to the first guy. Ukasavar Abaye, Abaye holds yadoi kiyada. His hand is like her hand. So now we have to explain why in the Reisha does everybody agree she's allowed to sell. So Abaye says because it fell to her as a Shemeres Yavam. The Seifa is talking about she was still married to the first guy. And Rashi explains it has nothing to do with the fact that in the Reisha she's alive and the Seifa she's dead. In fact, in the Seifa, even if it fell to her when she's a Shomeres Yavam, Rav Shammai would be Moide, that the Yarshei Ha'av are Avadai, and they would belong to the Yarshei Ha'av. In other words, according to Abaye, it makes no difference that she died. And the Gemara, in fact, later on is going to ask on Abaye, why'd you have to kill her? The same way Rabba asked on Ula, why'd the Seifa have to kill her? Rava is going to ask on Abaye why the Seifa have to kill her. But the Reish is talking about, I'm paraphrasing the bottom Rashi, on Lamed Chesam and Beis, the Reish is talking about it fell to her when she was a Shemeres Yavam, therefore she could sell a Chachila. And even if she would died, the Yarshin get it, because the Zika is not good enough to give the Baal ownership. But the Seifa is when she was married to the first guy. And Abaye holds something like Yadoi Kiyada. What does that mean? From the fact that we established the Machloikis where it fell to her when she was married to the first guy, Beis Hillel's of the opinion that it remains in her Chazaka. You know what Abaye holds in Beis Hillel? That a Nesua, his hand is like her hand. That means Beis Hillel Shita is his hand is equal to her hand, but not more. Therefore, when he dies, and all the Yavam has a Zika, then he goes a step down. Meaning, she inherited when she was married to the first guy. And at that point of time, their holding was equal. Now he dies, so there's an idea that the Yavam takes his place. But since you're not married to the Yavam, you're just Zakup to the Yavam, so while before her and him were equal, now her and the Yavam, she's a little bit of a leg up on the Yavam. And therefore, according to Beis Hillel, the Nechsei Milug remain in her Chazaka. Beis Shammai argues. Beis Shammai says that when you're married, a married man to a woman, his Yad is stronger than her Yad. And therefore, when he dies, the Yavam is a step down from him, and they're equal. Hence, Beis Shammai holds that Yachloiku, they divide it. So in other words, the Shaila is, how do we view a Nesua vis-a-vis his wife? Beis Hillel says they're equal. Hence, when he dies and then he's replaced by a Yavam that's Zakuk to her, so then she's stronger than him and she could, in the world of Beis Hillel, it goes to her. In the world of Beis Shammai, the Nesua, the man, is stronger, has a stronger holding than she does, and therefore when he dies, she then becomes equal to the Yavam. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Rava, Rava said, if it fell to her when she was married to the first guy, everybody would agree his hand is stronger, and therefore when he dies, she goes down, the Yavam goes down a letter, and they would a level, and they would divide it. Meaning Rava says the way Abaye learned Beis Shammai is what everybody holds. So therefore, Rava says the Seif is talking about a different scenario. Ela Aidi va'Aidi, or Idi va'Idi, d'nafala k'shish shemeres yavam. Both cases, both the Reisha and the Seif is talking about, it felt her when she's a shemeres yavam. Reisha, in the Reisha, d'loy ava b'mamar. The shemeres yavam didn't do maimar. Seifa, in the Seifa, the reason why potentially in Beis Shammai, it goes, it's divided, Davar ba Maimer, Ukasavar Rava, Rava holds Maimer le Beis Shammai, Maimer and Beis Shammai, Oisa Vadai Arusa, makes her a Vadai Arusa, Vesafik Nesua. Vadai Arusa makes her a Vadai Arusa Lidchois Betzara, that if there was a Tzara, it would push her off. Meaning, it makes, in Beis Shammai, Maimer makes this woman a Vadai Arusa to push off a Tzara, who's her sister, because of Achis Isha. In other words, if a co-wife is going to fall to him from, let's say, another brother, in other words, two brothers married two sisters, if you do Maimer to one, the sister would be pushed off. In other words, Beis Shammai holds, it makes this woman who you're married to a Vadai Arusa to push off the sister, but not like a Vadai Nesua, to make it that the Yavam gets the whole Yerusha. It makes it in Beis Shammai like a Safek Nesua, and that's why Beis Shammai holds that the Yarshe Habal divided with the Yarshe Ha'av. And apparently, Beis Hillel holds what? Who wants to say? What does Beis Hillel hold? Maimer, maybe. Maimer for sure does not make her like a Safek Nesua. Therefore, therefore the possessions remained in her Rishus. Good? So far, so good. Look, guys, if you stuck it out with me until Lamed Tes and Yevamos, then that's a pretty good Kenyan. I'm pretty confident in our relationship right now that if you stuck it out with me 38 blot in Yevamos, that's pretty good. Okay, I have confidence in you. Itmar, Mishmei de Rebbe Lazar, Kvasei de Rava. This machlokes Abaye and Rava, it was taught, it was actually a machlokes Tanoim. Itmar, Mishmei de Rebbe Lazar, Kvasei de Rava. It was taught in the name of Rebbe Lazar in accordance with Rava, that the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa is in the Reisha you didn't do Maimar, and the Seifa you did do Maimar. And it was taught in the name of Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina in accordance with Abaye. It says the Gemara, "Umi Amar Rabbi Lazar Hachi." Did Rabbi Lazar say this? But we know you can't say that Rabbi Lazar said the explanation of Rava, because Rabbi Lazar said Maimer le Beishamai in Kone Aluchas B'Sar Bovad, that in Beishamai Rabbi Lazar says Maimer only pushes off a tzara, but it does not make like a suffik nesua. The statement, Maimer only pushes off the tzara, indicates that it only makes an arusa and it does not create any form of nesuin. Says Gemara Epoch, so we'll flip it around. Say that it was taught in the name of Rabbi Lazar, like Abaye. And in the name of Yisrael Chanina, like Rava. Because otherwise we get ourselves into a mess, because Rabbi Lazar, seemingly in Beis Shammai, holds Maimer only makes an arusa, or the Gemara says no. V'yiboy seima, if you want, you could say as follows. Lo'ilam lo'y tepach. Amar lecha Rabbi Lazar, ki amri ana, deloy sagi la beget. Rabbi Lazar, when he said that all Maimer does is it makes you like an arusa, that wasn't excluding that it doesn't make you a suffek nesua. All it does is makes you like arusa. That means that it's, if you would want to get rid of her, you can't just give her a get el debay nami chalitza, but you would also need chalitza. But that does not mean it does not create some kind of relationship that entitles the Baal to some of the Yerusha. In other words, when he says all it does is it pushes off the tzara, that means what it doesn't do is it doesn't obviate the need for chalitza, but it could create a element of entitlement regarding the Yerusha. So it could make you a suffik nesua. Lach elo deboi nami chalitza. You need chalitza. But lachlak bin achasam deloy kani mi amri. But to divide the estate that you're not koine, he never said. So now the Gemara has an observation on Abaye's answer. Omar Rapapa said, "Di yuka de masnisin kavase da Abaye." A exact reading of the Mishnah implies, like Abaye, that the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa is whether it fell to her when she's a Shomeres Yavam as Abaye and the Reisha, or if it fell to her when she was married to the deceased as Abaye and the Seifa. However, V'yafa agav de kasha mesa, even though you could ask a question, why did she have to die? Meaning, the Gemara explains now, diktani nechasim anechnasim v'yoytzim ima, in the Seif it says, the possessions that go in and go out with her. Now, if, like Rava says, we're talking about a Shomeres Yavam here, what does that mean it's going in, and what does it mean it's going out? It's not going in and out anywhere. The whole time, she's in her own domain, she's a Shomeres Yavam. But according to Abaye, that she's married to the first husband, it's going into the first husband's Rishus, and it's leaving his Rishus when he dies. So it's meduyak nechnasim v'yoytzim. Diktani nechnasim ha-nechnasim v'yoytzim ima. My nechnasim u'may yoytzim. What does it mean it goes in and goes out? Lav nechnasim l'shus ha-bal. It enters the domain of the husband. V'yoytzim rishus ha-bal, rishus ha-av. And it leaves the domain of the husband to the rishus of the father. So that implies it fell to her when she was married. But the question Abaye is, why did she have to die in the Seifa? The only difference in the Seifa, between the Reisha and the Seifa, is the Reisha fell to her as a Shomeres Yavam, and the Seifa fell to her when she was married to the first guy, and then he died. But why did she have to die? Nothing would have changed even if she remained alive. Which, by the way, implies that in Rava, we do need to say that she died. Even though in Rava, L'chaira, why did she have to die? The difference between the Reisha and the Seifa is in the Reisha you didn't do Maimer, and the Seifa you did Maimer. V'yafagav d'kosh ha-mesa ad-demiflgi b'gufa l'achar misa, instead of arguing about the actual land, and after she died, Liflagu Bechaya, talk about in her life, Ula Perois. So Toisus is bothered. Why is it any better in Rava? Why did she have to die in Rava? L'chayra in Rava, the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa is in the Reisha, the Yavam did not do Maimar. Mamela, it belongs to her, and the Seifa, he did Maimar, so it belongs to him a little bit. Which implies, yes, it belongs to him, but only if she's dead. If she's alive, the Maimer doesn't do anything. It says Toisus, second Toisus, L'Rava Nicha D'Davka L'Achar Misa Mahani Maimer L'Achalik Ben Achasim. Only after death, Maimer will help. Avo Mechayim Loi D'Havila Ihi Vaday V'Inu Safek. The reason the Maimer wouldn't help while she's alive is because she remains a Vaday and he's a Safek. That's interesting. Why is she a Vaday? Apparently because it's in her Rishus, and it's only a suffix whether the Maimer does. So Toisus asks, so if that in that case, if she has to die, then why don't you just say the Rishus is also where you did Maimer? In other words, if the Maimer is only effective if she died, then why in the Rishus do we have to say you didn't do Maimer? The Rishus could also be where you did Maimer, but it's not effective because she's alive. So Toisus says, we don't want to say the ratio is you did Maimer, because that would not be enough to allow her to sell L'Charchila. It would only be allowed to sell L'Charchila if you didn't do Maimer. Okay. Says the Gemara, what's the conclusion regarding this Machlokes Abaye and Rava? Vesulai midi, there's nothing more to talk about. In other words, Abaye fits into the literal reading of the Mishnah, but there's a kasha on him, why'd she have to die? Vaiter in the Holy Gemara, we're now explaining the next stanza of the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that a Yavam who married her, she is his wife for all matters. In fact, the Gemara Lamai Hilcha, so regarding what halacha is she his wife for all matters? Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, Loimer Shemagar Shebegeta Machzira, that he can now divorce her with a get, and he does not have to give her chalitza, and he could take her back if he wanted to. Says Gemara, Megar Shebegeta Pshita, of course he could divorce her with a get. That's what happens when you do Yibam. Says no, Sakidai Techamina, mitzvah derami rachmana ale avda. I would think, okay, there's a mitzvah that devolves on him. So the mitzvah that falls upon him, he did it. So now that he did it, so if he wants to take her back, take him ale, but Isra Shasach. Maybe she should be standing upon him with the Isra Veshasach. In other words, isn't it pashut that he could take her back? She was a full-fledged wife. So the Gemara says, maybe not, maybe. The reason he was allowed to live with her in the first place is because he had a mitzvah that he was allowed to do and stay with her. But now that he divorced her, maybe the Isra Eshasach stands upon her. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is no, that he could take her back. Ask the Gemara, how does the Mishnah know that? Maybe Taka, if you divorce the Yavama, you can't take her back. Ve'ema hachanami. Maybe, in fact, if you divorce the Yavama, you cannot take her back. Amar kra. The Pasuk says, Lakacha loy ve'isha. You will take her as a wife. Kivan shalakcha, once you took her, harehi ke'ishtoi l'chol davar. She is like his wife for all matters, and you could take her back. The Isra Eshasach does not rear its head. Now the Mishnah said an interesting thing. Someone wants to say something?
You say like, because the Pasuk again says, so maybe it's almost like a Kifa Kifa kind of... By Kiyika Kishisha, so then you see also that's why we... path over here. Because the truth is, it's not so pashut. Because it doesn't say kedusha in English, it's after yivama, it's not kedusha. So like maybe the Lord is giving only why it's not a kedusha case, but yivama case, you need to learn it out something.
Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Ula kachaloi leisha." It says, "What's the lashon of the pasuk?" It says, "Yivama yavela ula kachaloi leisha v'yibma." Rashi says, "Matzi lemichtav." It could have just says, "V'lak chaloi v'yima." You take her, and you're meyabim her. Lama lidachsev leisha. Why does it have to say leisha? From the extra word leishtai, leisha. We learn how it's keishtai. L'chol davar. Now the Mishnah ends off with a very interesting line. That when a man is meyabim a woman, the ksuba is on the original husband. What does that mean? Certainly if he divorces her or he dies, he has to pay her a ksuba. However, there's no lien on his property. Who does she collect the ksuba from? The property of the first husband, which the yavam inherits. The Gemara wants to know, my taima, why is there no land responsibility on this yavam? Says the Gemara, because when you marry a woman, you take responsibility upon yourself. But this guy didn't want to marry her. God gave her to him. Heaven gave her to him. He never said, you know, I want to marry you. Never proposed to her. He never said, I think this is against his will. So, okay, he has to give her a ksuba, as we're going to see, because we don't want it to be easy for him to divorce her. Says Gemara, "Vi leslam in arishain tiknu lamisheni." If the first guy doesn't have karka, then we are masakin that she collects on the second guy. Kadei shloite kala be'enav lahitzia, so that it should not be easy and light in his eyes to divorce her, to get rid of her. Okay. We actually finished this Mishnah, which is not the Pashat Azach. Whenever you see Nichsei Milug and Nichsei Tzayim Barzal, that's already enough to get you nervous. And the combination of Nichsei Milug and Nichsei Tzayim Barzal with Yavamis is a dynamic duo. So we're up to the next Mishnah.
Before we start the Mishnah, I have a quick question. In the whole figure, when we're talking about the Yavam splitting, or the Yavam not splitting, are we talking about, and then the Mishnah is going to talk about Mitzvah Bagadol, are we talking about the Bakar, who is first in line to Yavam, that he would be the one to split, or he would be the one to be dedicated the property in case the woman dies? Or are we talking about all the brothers, all the possible brothers split together? I mean, you could say that he could say that I was going to do evil. He has first right to do evil, so he could just say, I was the one that was going to do evil, so therefore I should be, basically, the property would be coming to me.
Right. Off the cuff, without really having a clear source, I would say, either we're talking about where there's only one brother here, so the Zika is clear. I mean, let's say there are two brothers, so do we say they each get half of the half, and then the Yarshei Ha'av get the other half? I'm guessing that it would depend if we say Yesh Zika Betray. So if Yesh Zika Betray, I don't know. That would be my guess. unless somebody has something else to say about that. Says the Mishnah, Mitzvah begadol yavim. The mitzvah is on the oldest brother to do yibum. Loi ratzu, if he doesn't want him, halchen al kala achen. We then turn to the other brothers. Loi ratzu, if they don't want, choizun etz agadol, go back to the oldest. We say, pal, alecha mitzvah, mitzvah's on you. Oi chaloitz oi yabim. Either do chalitz or do yibum. Tala bekatan. So let's say he says, you know what? I don't want to do it. And until now, the word katan in the Mishnah referred to younger. Tala bekatan here means, he said, you know, there's a minor here. He's 10 years old. Let's wait until he becomes a gadol. Ad sheyagdel. Oi begadol ad sheyavoy mimdina sayam. Or let's say, we turn to the younger brothers and we say, you do it. And they say, no, we're waiting for the older brother. Where is he? He went to the moon. He'll be back in a few light years. He went overseas. Or let's say, let's learn it this way. Let's understand this to mean, the oldest brother is deaf or an imbecile, and there's some hope he's going to regain his hearing or he's going to become a chacham. Ein shoymin lo, we don't fall for such a shenanigan. We're going to wait until he grows up, until he recovers. No. Elo oimrim lo, we tell the brother who is able to do it right now, alecha mitzvah. The mitzvah is on you. Oy chaloitz oyabim. In other words, if it's the oldest one who's pushing it off, wait until my younger brother grows up. No, we say no. If wait until somebody recovers from his shoita status or chirish status, no, we don't say that. Now the Gemara has a very interesting shaila. We know the older brother could sort of defer to a younger brother, but now let's say the older brother would do chalitza and the younger brother would do yibum. We know the ideal is for the oldest brother to do yibum, but what's preferable, the older brother to do chalitza or a younger brother to do yibum? Itmar, bias katan v'chalitzas gadol. The bia of a minor or the chalitza of a major. Pligi ba Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yisho ben Levi. It's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yisho ben Levi. Chadam Rabbias katan adifa. One opinion holds the bia of the katan is preferable to the chalitza of the gadol. V'chadam chalitzas gadol adifa. And one says no, the chalitza of the gadol is better. Manda amar. Mean the manda amar bias katan. Yeah, for sure. Right, it's like the Rabbanon that the ideal is Yibam. The whole Shaila is in the world of not Abishal, because it's assuming Yibam is better than Chalitza. It's just the question is Gadol better than the Katan? Right? So exactly, this is not in the world of Abishal. So, man da amar bias Katan adifa, da mitzvah b'Yibam, man da amar Chalitza's Gadol adifa, because b'makom Gadol, bias Katan lav klumhi. Bia is the best, but Gadol is even more important than Bia. That's the Shaila. What is a more important ingredient, being the Gadol or the Bia? Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Loi ratza, if the oldest doesn't want, machzirna kol achen. Now, what does it mean the oldest doesn't want? Doesn't it mean he doesn't want to do Yibam, but he would do Chalitza, and yet we go to the younger brother? My love, loi ratza liyabim el alach, lo tzuketani, and yet we still taught mahalchen yitz al achen. Shema mina, the bias katan adifa. We see the bia of the katan is better. The Gemara says, no, what are you talking about? Loi ratza lach loitz v'loi liyabim. When it says he doesn't want to, it means he doesn't want to do nothing. Well, says the Gemara, then let's read that into the next clause in the Mishnah. D'chavasei gabei ho'achin, it says, loy ratzu, loy lach, loy tzvel yabim. If the younger brothers didn't want to do chalitza yibam, what do? We go back to the oldest. Why do we go back to the oldest? We already have the youngest one in court. We're going to actually go back to the oldest? Isn't it more mistaber? The oldest one doesn't want to do chalitza, he wants to do... In other words, the oldest one didn't want to do yibam, he would do chalitza. The younger one, we offer him to do yibam. If he doesn't want to do yibam, we'll go back to do the chalitza of the oldest. But if nobody wants to do anything, then why would we take it back to the oldest? Leave it where it is. Amai chuzin etzal gadol lemichve. Why should we take it to the oldest to force him? Force the one that's already in business. Lichve l'detu. So Gemara says no. Since the mitzvah devolves on the oldest one, we're going to take it back to the oldest one. Kivan the mitzvah la didei ramya la didei chayfinan. And this is where we're going to get up to tonight. And Ve'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, we will continue tomorrow. Thank you all for another great Yevamos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.